Hi, I'm Al Mancini, the creator of the Neon Feast app, which offers honest recommendations for all levels of great Las Vegas dining, both on and off the strip. It's unvarnished insights from local chefs, restaurateurs, and food journalists. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the Mother's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A couple months ago, the Natural Products Expo West was in town that fills all of the Anaheim Convention Center, and in terms of food products, this is a gourmet fantasy land. And what I try to do every year is pick out a handful of products that I find interesting and innovative, but also tasty, and bring the founders on the show just to spread the information. And something I discovered this year that I'm not the only one that's discovered them, but new to me, was a product called Wonder Eggs, W-U-N-D-E-R, Eggs, the name of the entrepreneurial family-owned company out of Austin is Crafty Counter, and what this is a vegan egg that looks like a hard-boiled egg or a deviled egg, and is not made with junk, but is made with plant-based materials and is absolutely delicious. So, family-owned company. The impetus, I think, behind doing all of this was for Hema Reddy's children. And I wanted to bring her on the show to talk about it. And it is a pleasure to welcome Hema Reddy of Crafty Counter in Austin to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good morning and welcome. Actually, afternoon your time at this point. Hema, are you there?
The show.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
No, we got you now. Thank you. So, first of all, happy Mother's Day, but also congratulations, because as part of the Natural Products Expo West, Albertsons, which we know well here in Southern California because it's Albertsons and Pavilions and Vons, they have every year, they have a competition that they call the Awards Innovation Launchpad. And I understand 80 outfits compete in this. Tell us a little bit more about this, if you will. And also tell us how Wonder Eggs did in the competition.
Yes, thank you, Andy, for having me on the show again. Good morning, everybody. Hello from sunny Austin, Texas. So this was the Albertsons Innovation Launchpad, and about 687 food and beverage brands participated. This is the second time that they were doing this competition. This is the second year in a row. And we were selected for our innovation when we applied, and they picked 60 finalists. So at the Natural Products Expo, these 60 finalists got a chance to pitch their products to an entire room full of decision makers from Albertsons. And we, when I say we, Wonder Eggs, took the first prize, which was crazy, which was insane. And everybody in the team loved the product. And speaking of Mother's Day, Andy, my two kids were there, 11 and 15. They were with me as if I was pitching, and they played a big role in it. So it's very special that we're having this conversation today on Mother's Day, talking about something, you know, that I did and founded for a better future for our kids and this next generation. And they were part of this competition, and we were on the stage together taking the prize. It's really special. And you also asked me why we created Wonder Eggs. My whole family went plant-based in 2020, especially when the pandemic hit, and I found out how fragile our food systems are, and just the need to eat more plants. You don't have to go vegan unless you choose to, but if you're on a journey to eat more plants, then the journey has to include plants that are as close as possible to the harvest. And that was one of the key driving factors for me. So when I created Wonder Eggs, my brand promise was I'm going to keep it as simple and devoid of any kind of artificial ingredients. So Wonder Eggs, as like you said, are true-to-life hard-boiled eggs. They're made with almonds, cashews, and coconuts, and they taste like chicken eggs. They smell like chicken eggs, but there's no chicken involved.
No, it's, you know, again, Ahima, you made a believer out of me because, again, the proof for me is always tasting the product. I really appreciate the story. I appreciate your philosophy, what you're trying to do for your kids. It's all a noble effort. But if the product wasn't wonderful and it really didn't taste like a chicken egg, but you know, no can go. And the wonderful thing about this is besides the good for the environment aspect, and we'll get to that in a minute, Hima, there are a lot of people out there that are allergic to eggs. And, you know, that's unfortunate because, boy, an egg is a wonderful thing. A cooked egg is a wonderful thing in a lot of applications. And, you know, to be food sensitive to that and not be able to enjoy that is the part of a regular diet. You know, that can be a little troublesome. Also, you are being very modest, but I want our listeners to know, not only did you win the Albertsons Award Innovation Launchpad, but there was a pretty cool cash prize that came with first place. And if I have this right, Hima, $163,000. That certainly should help with R&D.
That certainly does, yes. You know, it was a great boost to our startup, our early stage startup, and any and all help from in terms of cash, in-kind contributions, the ecosystem partner support, all of that is part of our journey. We can't build brands in a vacuum, you know, so all of the support, the recognition does help, certainly. Yes, it did open up many doors, so you should be seeing some products. Hey, it's not done until it's done, but we're having active discussions with Wands, Pavilions, all the Albertsons divisions, so they should be rolling out pretty soon into your local Albertsons.
But you're in Whole Foods right now, correct?
That's correct. So in Southern California, we're in Whole Foods, Gelson's, Lassen's. Maybe we can announce this now, but it's going to be in Erewhon pretty soon, Bristol Farms. Lots of Southern California chains and co-ops do carry them other than Whole Foods.
Well, Hima, a lot of good places for a wonderful product. And, you know, Pavilions happens to be one of my shopping emporiums. I hope they get into the plan, you know, pretty soon. But, you know, they certainly have made the step in the right direction for you guys winning first place. Now, what was for the Natural Products Expo West, Hima, was this the first time you've exhibited here in Anaheim?
This was the fourth time we exhibited.
And in terms of the experience, just so our listeners understand, this is three very intensive days. And as you were saying earlier, anybody that is anybody in food retailing is there because they're all looking for ideas. And you might not necessarily know who they are up front because, you know, there's a game about being anonymous with certain name badges. And, you know, you don't really always know that that's the buyer for Gelson's that you're talking to. But tell us a little bit about that experience for you, because in terms of the Innovation Award this year, that was known up front. So you must have gotten a lot of extra foot traffic for people that wanted to come and kick the tires, as it were.
Yes, you're so right, Andy. That's exactly what happened. So, you know, you asked two questions about the experience and foot traffic. The winning the award, even before we won the award, because the item is so unique, last year when we were here at the Natural Products Expo in 2023, there was a lot of foot traffic because we had won the NEXT award, which is the best new meat alternative. They've got National Products Expo also has other kinds of awards, and one of them, it's basically like the Oscars of food and beverage. So we had won the award for best new meat alternative. So there was a lot of hype around the product and the innovation. So we were going to get a lot of foot traffic anyway. Now with this Albertsons win, oh boy, we were flooded. The booth was very flooded. And to answer the question about how the experience was during the competition, it is very fast-paced. I mean, you know, they are very particular. It's a 10-minute pitch session that you give to your buyer, meaning the decision makers in these retail stores, and it's very fast-paced. So we were ready. We brought our game face on. And most importantly, though, because I was with my kids, this was their spring break, I just focused on having fun. I told the kids that, look, we're just having fun. We're just feeding what we have worked hard for over 3 years, because they've also been part of R&D. You know, they've seen their mom make so many R&D prototype samples. They've been a part of the journey throughout this time. So just go out, let's just go out there and have fun and talk about what we're so passionate about them and let the passion shine through. And that's exactly what we did. And even the team, though, the Albertsons team and you know, the folks in the room were just so friendly, so welcoming. I would say they also made it very fun and engaging. There was no pressure. There was not like tight-lipped and strict faces. No, it was just very relaxed during the pitch competition itself. See, all in all, it was a terrific experience. And of course, for us, the icing on the cake was getting the prize. But you're absolutely right. You don't know who you're talking to. I did get a lot of follow-up emails after that. Hey, I was in the room when you guys collected the prize. Nice job. And it did open the door for many other conversations after.
Well, Hima, again, congratulations. Austin is quite an incubator for a lot of things these days. Not necessarily what you'd expect as far as Wonder Eggs are concerned, but it doesn't surprise me. As we need to say goodbye, our listeners now know where they can find the product and where it's coming in Southern California. But for all the other information in terms of your philosophy, the ingredients, products that are on the horizon, what is the best website for you?
It is craftycounter.com. It's the craftycounter.com. And our Instagram handle and any kind of social handles for Facebook and Instagram and TikTok is My Crafty Counter. So it's at My Crafty Counter.
Hima, again, thanks. Happy Mother's Day. We've been speaking with Hima Reddy. The company out of Austin is craftycounter.com. The signature product right now is Wonder Eggs, which is a vegan egg that's all plant-based with good ingredients and no junk. And again, taste it for yourself. You'll figure it out. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we are off to Portugal, and Portuguese Wine Week is coming up the first week in June in the greater LA area, and this is something you probably want to be aware of. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back before you know it.